funny about that, and that is that I'm sure the most of you know that the history that you know, the history of our country as we know it, what they teach you in school books and all that is a little bit inaccurate. Some people would say that the general thing that you learn, you know, in the history books is a lot of lies, actually, not really accurate at all. What really happened, the history of this beautiful, amazing country. And it's true, I hate to break it to some of you, but it's true. History books in school are mostly filled with lies. So, it's probably some of you have also heard that there's these alternate history books. And I'm here to tell you tonight that they are also completely filled with lies. Most people probably think that the pilgrims came across in three big boats and they landed in Plymouth Rock and that's what happened. The thing that I want to tell you tonight is that it's okay because we are here and we have been trying to tell the history of this story interlaced into the lyrics of every Phish song is the actual alternate history of this amazing country. You have to be very, very accurate and look at all the different lyrics and put them together, but it's thousands of hours writing these songs, and it's like a mystery, it's a clue. When you hear a line like, aboard a craft bereft of war, I rode upstream to find Lenore. Lenore is the real monarch that we ran away from. Anyway, this story of Harpua is really mixed in with the alternate history, and this is why we wanted to do Harpua on Independence Day. Because, let me tell you the story. There were not really three boats that came over here. It all started off with one guy. And he was over there in Europe and he wanted to escape tyranny and get religious freedom. And he just had had it. And this was many, many years before the pilgrims and all that. So this guy jumped on a log with his little dog. He had a little dog, a puppy named Harpua, and swam with a log all the way across the ocean, landed over here. He's a young man. He got here, it was beautiful, green trees, everything. Nice people met him, and he was having a grand old time. And then what happened was, a few years later, when the boats came, and these people came, they started setting up colonies and all that stuff, and the next thing you know, they're building Walmarts, and there's parking lots all over the place, and really pretty much ruined everything. So this guy kept getting older and older, and he was such a peaceful man that he actually lived for many, many hundreds of years. And he got older and older, and as he got older, he got madder and madder with all the stuff that he saw, all just the mess that became of this beautiful, beautiful country, turning more and more into a mess. He got more angrier and angrier, and his dog got angrier and angrier. And he moved to this very part of the country down south. He lives in the Blue Ridge Mountains, up in a little shack. And he just sits up there and sees he's so angry. Anyway, over the years of his life, as he grew, he had a few marriages and he had some children, and those children got married and they had children. And one of his kinfolk was this little guy named Jimmy that I said. Now, Jimmy didn't know the old guy, so the old guy's sitting up there on the hill and he's got his dog and he's just pissed. He's basically angry. And Jimmy is a nice young guy. He's living in another house nearby, and he's got his pre-modernized American angry old guy. He also has a little touch of that in it. And on this particular day, he's sitting in his apartment and he's listening to his stereo. And he's listening to some music, one of his favorite, all-time favorite bands. He's in there cranking it. And it actually happens to be one of the only other bands other than Phish that won't bullshit you and will tell you the truth, you know, in their songs. And he's cranking it, he's rocking out. And it sounds something like this.